There's been a theme kind of running forward about that, of something being borrowed, about the borrowed tomb. And there was this last song here, "The Resurrected King is Resurrecting Me." Well, I look at two guys, and when I think of it, almost always when I think of the Lord's Supper, I think of this story in the New Testament here. On the third day, story about two men on a road. And let's just share some of those words today. And we think about the ladies had come to the tomb early in the morning. It was empty. The stone was rolled away. They were met by two men in white apparel who said that he is not here. He is risen. Even the disciples, when they heard about it, said they were like, they believed them not here. But yet, here we go. We have two on the road. And I'm going to look at Luke, the 24th chapter. Very familiar passage here, but boy, when we think about the resurrected king here, this would be a great section here in Luke 24. I'm going to read 13 and following here. "And behold, two of them went that same day into a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about threescore furlongs. And they talked together of these things that had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and they reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. Their eyes were holden that they should not know him, and he said to them, What manner of communication are these that you have one with one another, and you walk and you're sad? And one of them said, whose name was Clopas, answering and said to him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not now known these things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and in word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and the rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. And we had trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, this is the third day since these things were done. And yea, and certain women who were of our company made us astonished, and were early at the sepulchre, and when they found not his body, they came and said, They have seen a vision of angels, and that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it, even as the women had said, but they saw him not. And he said to them, O fools, O slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Jesus, or not Christ, to have suffered these things to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, and when they went forth, and he made as though he would have gone further, but they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And in verse 32 there, and they said one to another, Did our heart burn within us, while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened unto us, the scriptures. Our heart burned for him today when we read these scriptures? Do we walk and talk in the way we go, the places we go, the things we do? Is Jesus on our mind? And here these guys were thinking that they were sad, but here the resurrected king had given them a resurrected life. And they had enough different outlook now on what they had seen and heard. And it's all because of the king and the empty tomb. And as we share that together this morning, these emblems representing that to us today. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for the empty tomb. the opportunity that we have to come today, to meet around this table, to partake of these emblems, to have our hearts burn within us as we meet you around the table, Lord. We're just so thankful for that picture that we see in our mind, even though it's not pretty to look at, the crucifixion, or to think about. But what is pretty to look at and to think about is your love that you had for each one of us, that you went there because you loved us so. And we're just so thankful for that. And these emblems bring that foremost in our mind, that we not forget, that we always remember what you had done. For your sons, and we pray. Amen.